in this world at a split second, but he is always constant, always the same. He said he would not alter the words of his mouth. Amen. What a great covenant we have. So let's honor him this morning. Amen. I'm calling on the God of Jacob, whose love endures through generations. You will keep your covenant. I'm calling on the God of Moses, the one who opened up the ocean. I need you now to do the same thing for me. For me, for me. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Is the faithful and the true one. Amen. Bless your name this morning, Lord. We give you the honor that is due your name in this house today and in this region, Lord. Calling on the God of Mary, whose favor rests upon the Lord. With you all things are possible. I'm calling on the God of David, who made the shepherd boy courageous. I may not face Goliath, but I've got my own giants. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my sure rock. Amen. I'm calling on the God of Mary, whose favor rests upon the lowly. I know with you all things are possible. I'm calling on the God of David, made the shepherd boy courageous. I may not face Goliath, but I've got my own giants. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your children this. You hear your children now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You answered prayers back then, and you will answer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were providing then. You are providing now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You moved in power then. God, move in power now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were a healer then. You are a healer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were the Savior then. Solid rock. What do you need this morning? The answer is right here today. Whatever need that you have, no matter how great, He is the healer. He is the one that changes every situation. Lord, we bless you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We just cry out to you today, Lord. You are the reason for the season. Lord, this whole month, we should just celebrate your name. Jesus. Do you know what he left to come here? What he took off of him? Glory. Unspeakable. There's no words in the human language that can compare to his glory. We say holy, and we say glory, and we say honor, but we have no idea how great our King is and what he has done for us. My God. Lord, open our eyes this season to see the gift of the Father. The gift of Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, whose name is above every name. Thank you, Lord. We just honor you right now. Can we give him some honor? We honor you, Lord. We lift up your name. Oh, cover this region with your glory. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. Lord, I come. I confess. Bowing here, I find my rest. Thank you. my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. It's where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you.
Holy, 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 holy. Jesus.
We give you an ovation of praise, O Lord. Lift up your voice to the King this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Bless your name.
Amen. You know, one thing about Christmas, it's all about Jesus. Even sinners can't deny it. Even the music is about the birth of Jesus. It's just no other holiday that we celebrate does what this one does. So, amen. So let's just go ahead and come. We're going to receive the morning tithe and offering. Hallelujah. Take your tithe out, hold it in your hand. And be thankful that you're able to give this to the Lord. Father, we come before you. We thank you for the opportunity to sow seed into this ministry. Father, we give back to you because you have blessed us. It's your air that's in our lungs. It's your strength that's in our bodies. And we thank you right now for everything that you've done for us. And we take this tithe. We return it back to you because you have blessed us. And we thank you for it. And everyone said.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Good word. Good word. Birthday to you. Where's Alan? He's got one too, doesn't he? Doug and Alan. Day to you. Amen. Doug's a charter member. Amen. Somebody said, what's a charter member? Just keep standing, by the way. That's when you've been around a long time. Somebody said, a long time. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Just hang out with me. You're going to have to because you can't go nowhere. Don't forget the Christmas jingle mingle this evening. I was looking up here. It said ugly sweater, shirt. If you want to. Well, they bought me one, so I got to wear it. And wait till you see mine. It's got Joe Biden on. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, Lord. No, they're not ugly at all. Honey baked ham, turkey stuffing, gravy, sweet potatoes. Mm-mm. I'm so hungry I can't preach. I'm just like, amen. Yes, invite somebody to come. Bring a stranger. Just stop and say, hey, man, you come with me. Amen. We're going to have a great time this evening. Somebody say, we're going to have a good time. Really, really, really good time. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to Luke chapter number 1. I feel the Lord shifting gears on me here a little bit. Luke chapter number 1. Luke chapter 1 and verse number 31. And the Bible says, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this thing be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. You know, I just want to make a comment right here about that scripture. And that is, that's for you. That's for me. Somebody say, that's for us. That is for us. And probably one of the most powerful scriptures in the entire Bible is right here. A Savior. Somebody say, a Savior. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He goes on to tell us. And so this morning, you know, whatever that your need may be, Jesus is the Savior. Heartache doesn't change without a Savior. Burdens do not change without the Savior. Deliverance cannot come apart from the Savior. Help cannot come apart from the Savior. That's a hard lesson to learn. Everything that I just said is a very hard lesson for us to learn at times. So, Father, we thank you for your word today, and we ask you in the name of Jesus to come and touch our hearts and our minds. Holy Spirit, we say, come and breathe upon us today. God, we need it. We need help. We need your help, your grace. We need your power. And, Lord, in Jesus' name, we believe today, Lord God in heaven, that you're going to work in hearts and in lives. And Father, we thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. I didn't say that. I'm sorry. I'm in deep thought of how I can get this earpiece to stay on, because it keeps flopping around on me for some reason, and I don't like that. Amen. How many of you ever had something to irritate you? say, yeah, they're with me right now. But that. Okay. You know, most of us go through life. I just really feel this in my heart this morning. We go through life and we're always looking for something good to happen. How many would like to say, God, I need something good to happen. I need something good to happen. Oral Roberts coined the phrase years ago. He said, expect a miracle. But he also said, something good is going to happen to you today. Rex Humbard, that's right. But you know, that's so powerful because number one, I need to expect a miracle. And I need to believe that something good is going to happen to me today. Because this is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice. Doesn't matter if anybody else is rejoicing on it. Look, I'm giving you some keys right now. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will. See, that's a choice of, that I make. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. Devil, you ain't messing up my day. Mr. Sadness, yeah, you're not messing up my day. Burden, you're not messing up my day. Hardships and trials, you do not rule my day. I'm in charge of this day because God gave it to me as a gift. I had this scripture that's been sticking in my spirit about where Jesus healed the 10 lepers. And the Bible said that one turned around and glorified God. And Jesus said, but where are the nine? But where are the nine? Now, the amazing thing about this is that Jesus told them, he said, I will. Somebody say, he said, I will. Anytime God says, I will, man, you better get ready. Because he has already affirmed it. It is his oath. There can be nothing stronger that God gives than an oath that he gives to you. When he spoke the words, I will build my church upon this rock. That's an oath that he gave to us. When he says, I promise you, or I will do this, or I have seen you, or I have heard you, God's letting you know that that's something that's very personal to him and that he never fails. Somebody say, he never fails. But that those lepers that came to Jesus that day are like a lot of people in life, because when they come, their lives are ate up with just everything that you can possibly think of. And people don't understand, you know, the disease of the day is sin. Somebody say the disease of the day is sin. Sin is what separates us from God. Sin is what brought sickness into the world. Sin is what brings divorce. Sin is what brings heartache. Sin brings misery. Sin brings pain. Sin is what messes people up. Amen. And the only one that can take care of that is Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. Jesus. And I think about little Mary in this scripture that I read this morning, and I want to read it again. It said, behold, thou shalt receive in thy womb, and thou shalt bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, and he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto them, how shall this thing be, seeing I know not a man? How in the world can this happen to me? How have I been chosen to be anything for God? See, I'm talking to you. How can anything good happen in my life? It's marred. It's messed up. It's broken. It's in shambles. It's in pieces. I'm bruised. I'm hurting. Matter of fact, I got up this morning and thought about killing myself. Somebody has thought that. Somebody got up this morning and wondered if they were going to be getting beaten again or abused. Somebody got up and wondered how in the world they're going to buy gifts for their kids at Christmas time. Come see me. Oh, I'll do it. I'll buy them. Somebody got up and thought to themselves, how in the world, where's my next meal coming from? How am I going to pay the rent? How am I going to take care of my situation here? How am I going to afford my next car payment? How am I going to pay my electric bill? How am I going to get through? You see, we do all of those things like those lepers who came to Jesus. Listen, their lives had been eaten away by a disease. Anytime something is eaten away at your life, I can guarantee you one thing. It was born out of sin, but it is a devourer known as the devil. And he's come but for to kill, steal, and destroy. And he is working to try to bring you to a place of absolute brokenness. Jesus said these words in Matthew chapter number 5. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the poor, for of such is the kingdom of God. Blessed are the poor. The first thing that you think when you read that scripture is a person who is in abject poverty, but that's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about a poor person that can go and they can work or do something to take care of some things in their life. He's talking about a person who is absolutely hopeless. They have no ability to turn things around, no ability to lift themselves up out of the hole, no ability for things to change, no ability for anything good to come their way. They're in absolute hopelessness. These lepers were absolutely hopeless. And maybe this morning, maybe you're here, maybe you feel absolute hopeless. Maybe you feel like, man, I've tried everything. I've been everywhere. I've called everybody. I've cried out to God. I've done everything that I know to do, and nothing has changed. I'm telling you, you are the person today that God is talking to. And see, this is the marvelous thing about Jesus being born, because the whole world was in that condition. Somebody say the whole world was in that condition. See, if we could just understand today that the reason that Jesus came into this world was to get us out of that. Somebody say rescue, deliver, heal. And see, it's all incorporated here, right here, right here. And see, when those lepers came, it was like a mountain standing before them, and so it is with every one of us today, is that whatever that we face in life, whatever that it is today, the darkness that is being presented before us, it's like a mountain that's so high that it's impassable. It's so huge that we feel so insignificant before it. There's no way, you know, that the mountain can be moved. How in the world can things change? Can it get any better? Can anything good happen to me? And see, this is why Jesus came. Somebody say, this is why Jesus came. Right here. This is why Jesus came. I know God's getting ready to do something good this morning. Listen to me. Some people get bad reports. Some people got told this week, you got 6 months to live. Some people were laid off. Some people were told, I don't love you anymore, I want a divorce. Some people were told that their child was strung out on drugs, or their children. I mean, there's all kinds of storms that people are facing, and it's like mountains that are so surmountable, so large that you just can't get over it. And so Mary, when this angel came to her, see, an angel is just simply a messenger. The messenger came to her and said, God chose you. God has called you. For you're going to have a son, and his name is going to be called Jesus. See, I'm going to tell you something right now before going any further. That name is a bigger deal to me probably than it was her when she received it. I'm sure it was a big, big deal to her when he said, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, or Emmanuel, we could say God with us. But the very fact that he is the Messiah, somebody say the Messiah. He's the one that everybody's been waiting on. He's the one that has all the answers. He's got the Midas touch. I call it the Messiah touch. Unto you. I can tell you this morning that something good is getting ready to happen for you. Because we're going to call on the name of Jesus. and Jesus is going to move. Somebody say he's going to move. Somebody's going to get healed. Somebody's going to get blessed. Somebody's going to receive something from God this morning. It's coming right now. I hear it. Somebody say it's coming. It's coming. Listen to what he says right here. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Wow. What a promise. But I'm going to tell you, all of them are great. All of them are awesome. Jesus has been born. He's here. And see, here we have Joseph and Mary with us this morning. And they got little baby Jesus up here holding. You see him? You see him? I mean, you think about these trees up here with these lights on them. You see all this tinsel, these decorations. You see all these flowers. We're having a banquet this evening. And guess who that's in honor of? That little baby right there. Not that little figurine, but the one he represents. Why all the hoopla? Why a parade yesterday in Patrick County, Virginia? Why everybody got out in the cold in March? Well, it wasn't that bad, but it was kind of cool. But everybody got out in March, and people go to all these different links and put up the Christmas trees. Why all this stuff? Because a Savior has been born. 2,000 years ago, he stepped into time. The eternal God stepped into time, wrapped himself in flesh, was put in the womb of this little virgin, and was born into this world for you and me. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. And see, I think we so overlook everything that he did and all that he represents, and our faith becomes so static or stagnant that we don't receive from God. Because we just go by everything that we see physically. But it's the one that's behind what we do that makes the difference. Somebody say, God's getting ready to do something big. Lay your hand on yourself and say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Those lepers walking down the road, Lord, if you can, if you will, you can make us clean. You know what they were saying? Lord, if you can, and if you would, you can turn my situation around. Lord, if you could, if you will, you can heal my body of cancer. If you will, God, if you will it, I know that every one of these tumors will disappear. My blinded eyes will be open. My deaf ears will be unstopped. I'll come out of this wheelchair. I'll get out of this deathbed. My sons and daughters are going to come to you, and they're going to call me and say, guess what, Mama? Guess what, Daddy? I'm off of drugs. I'm not drinking any more alcohol. I'm not getting involved in any other kind of immoral thing. I've been set free by the power of the Jesus that was born 2,000 years ago. Lord, if you will. Well, I can tell you he will. I said he will. He already has. And he will. Because he paid for it by his blood. He looked at those lepers and he said, I will. And they left. While they were walking down the road, they began to get healed. One realized, man, I got my finger back. Man, I got my earlobe. I got an earlobe. See, it's not important unless you're missing one. I got my toe back. Are you hearing me? Man, I can see out of that left eye now. You know, my God, I don't feel tired anymore. Something has happened to me. I mean, you know, this leprosy began to leave their body. This one man recognized that he was totally healed from the top of his head. And the Bible said that he turned around and he glorified God. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Wow. See, like Alan so rightly put it this morning, man, we're here to celebrate Jesus. This is the time to celebrate Christ. This is the time to magnify Him. This is the time to exalt Him. And I was thinking about, let's look over here in Psalm 150. I want us to look at that real quick right here. Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Where are we at? Well, somebody give praise to Him. Come on. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Well, you know what? I don't even think I've heard anybody praise Him according to His excellent greatness this morning. Man, I've been in meetings where people just been staggering around and screaming and saying, "Oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, oh, Lord, I don't think I can take anymore." Huh? According to His excellent greatness. See, you want a miracle, but you have to understand what He did for you to be able to get one. The moment that the lepers saw Jesus, they just saw a man that was walking on water, calming storms, opening blinding eyes, unstopping deaf ears, doing all these miracles and healing all these people. They saw Him feeding the multitudes. They saw Him doing all the things. But we have the privilege of looking back at a cross that was called Calvary and understand that that little baby was born to die for me. I have a whole different view of things than those lepers did, because they looked at Him for all that He could do, and they got what He could do, and they simply called upon His name. But that was before covenant. Oh, you don't get it. The covenant came when He hung on the cross, suspended between heaven and earth, and the blood came streaming down. That's the reason He came, not just to be born of a virgin and be a tiny little baby, but to grow up and become a sacrificial lamb for me hanging on the cross. He said, look. He said, look, those 10 lepers thought they had Christmas, but Christmas is after the cross. Come on now. Christmas is about what He did for you on the cross. Why do we celebrate with red? Because red, come on, it's what He bled. And when it come out of His body, it paid the price and sealed the deal that I could come to my Father in His name, and that I could walk out healed by the power of God, delivered by the power of God, set free in Jesus' name. See, it makes I'm in a whole different ball game from the lepers. We have a hard time with those guys because one turned around and glorified God. But you got to understand, they were already hearing it. Some of them had seen it. And they said, well, let's go test this thing and see if it really works. And they go out and say, hey, if you will, then you can do us the same deal. How about cleansing us? Only one got it. But he's a whole lot better off than lots of us are. We don't even realize that we're past the cross, at the resurrection, the red blood came streaming down. Glory to God. Somebody say, hallelujah, the red blood. The red blood. And see, that's the thing about red. Somebody say, I love red at Christmas time. Red is what He bled. And it reminds me that when I hold this in my hand, that one day that David T. Coleman knelt in a bedroom and had his sins washed away. I remember that He lifted the sorrow and the pain and the misery and the hell out of my life instantly, and I walked out a different man. See, I'm telling you this morning that we have something to celebrate because it is Christmas time, because He bled red. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be washed white as snow. Though they be as crimson, they shall be as white as wool. The lamb's wool. Wow. See, something's getting ready to happen for you. What does it say? Praise Him. Praise Him for His excellent greatness. For His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Yeah. Talking about the blowing of the shofar. Yeah. Praise Him with the psaltery, with the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel, the dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. You see, I'm just telling you, God loves celebration. Come on, God loves celebration. I know we were watching them light the Christmas tree the other night. We missed it because we were listening to somebody else sing or something. Didn't really get to see the tree lit. Kelly Clarkson, God, she can sing. Then that other little girl that was singing with her, I said, God, she can sing. And I'm like, man, it just like you begin to understand what Lucifer was before he fell. Man, this stuff just came out of him. And your favorite singer can't even compare to Lucifer before he fell. You can forget it. There ain't nobody can play a guitar, a flute, a trumpet, a harp, or a loud sounding cymbal, or anything in the earth that God didn't put in that angel that fell. But he don't have it now. You know who's got it now? You do. I do. Only I can praise God for me. Only I can dance for me. Only I can shout for me. Only I can do that in Jesus' name. Not the devil. Only one turned around and glorified God. Why? Because he got it. And I'm wondering when the church is going to get it. And I'm wondering when somebody is going to understand he bled red for you 2,000 years ago. He is the reason for the season. You don't need to ride down the road heartbroken and in misery and in pain and hopeless, not able to help yourself because your tears are running down your cheeks for the wrong reason. You're broken. You're shattered. You're messed up. You want things to change. Well, there's a changer that came into the world 2,000 years ago, and he paid the price through his blood so that he could change your circumstances and your situation and turn it around. Come on, somebody. Somebody ought to just stand up on your feet and say, turn it around, Jesus. Turn it around, Jesus. Turn it around, Jesus. Turn it around, Jesus. See, healing is flowing right now. If you need a miracle, you ought to say, I got it right now in Jesus' name. If he'll heal a leper before the covenant came, I know that he'll heal me because of the covenant blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary. He came into the world to save. To save. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me, a hopeless, messed up, hell-bound, in the dark individual that was lost without God. Oh, dear Jesus. Well, I can't get saved right now because I'm scared I'll have to give up something. What are you going to give up? Your misery? Your pain, your suffering, your heartache? The pathway to hell? What are you going to give up? I'm like this. Try him. You'll like him. Taste of the Lord and see if he's not good. I mean, why do you want to keep drinking the same old polluted water and eating the same old polluted food when you can taste of the Lord and get your taste buds changed? Somebody say amen. Oh, come on, somebody. Hey, y'all can sit down. I know it feels good, don't it? My God. I was thinking about my daddy. I have to say this because he just so, at Christmas time, he just like, he was wound up tight. Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going home. Bill Monroe. He'd throw that 33 on, boy, and it'd be on from there on out. All those, you know, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, you know, Bill Monroe, and then, you know, just you name them, he had them on, and he'd flip those 33s on, and man, he had it cranked up on 10. I never will forget, he went to Leeds Music Center and bought that silver tone, black, white, with silver glitter lace, it looked like tied around that thing, and sat on four legs. He brought that thing up and sat in the living room, and today would be nostalgic to us. We'd be sitting there going, oh my God, this takes us back in time. But he had that thing cranked up, man. He always say, hey, put that Bill Monroe one on there. Then his brothers would come down. Oh, Lord goodness. Can you imagine what it was like growing up with 14 brothers? See, they Christmas time to them was just love and kindness and whatever that little old 4'9" Kate Coleman could cook for 17 kids sitting down at a table that reached for me to Laura Lee. Daddy said his daddy Sam would hit the table on one end and it would fly up on the other. Can you imagine the food that was there? Just some little minute little something that they would do for each other at Christmas. Jesus is the reason for the season. The thing about it, he's not, that's like I told a lady the other day. She said, oh, it's great, it's Christmas time. I said, it's 365 days a year. I said, I don't celebrate Jesus one day a year. I celebrate him 365 days a year. It's a privilege to know the Lord. It's an awesome privilege to know Jesus. My God. I think every song is a Christmas song. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. The Lord saved me just in time. And I'm going to praise his name. Each day he's just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. See, that's a Christmas song. Somebody said they're all Christmas songs. Somebody said, well, I like, oh, come all you faithful, a joy to the world. Yeah, we love them all. Why would we eat the polluted food of the world or drink from the polluted fountains of the world when we have the living fountain of life, Jesus Christ? What a celebration. What a celebration. Somebody say, what a celebration. God is good. So Jesus now, he's not a baby anymore. He's not hanging on the cross anymore. He's not even in the empty tomb. He's out. He is seated at the right hand of the Father with an innumerable host of angels that are crying, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory. Hallelujah. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is the first. He is the last. And he is the Amen. Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. Jesus. Mary was so overwhelmed with this angelic visitation that came to her. You're going to bear a son. That's what's so powerful about the prophetic. It's that you can look at somebody and say, God said he's got a big plan for you. Same deal. Same deal. That you can breathe out that life-giving word to somebody. Somebody said, well, you know, what about what they do? It doesn't matter. It's not up to me. If the Lord chose to speak something into somebody's life, like those 10 lepers that got healed, what you do with it is what matters. What are you doing with Jesus today? Just asking. What are you doing with Jesus? What are you doing with Jesus? You know, I love It's a Wonderful Life. It's both one of the iconic films of the time. I mean, my God, I just, when it comes on, I just like, got to go listen. I just like, that's George Bailey down there. But there's a line in it that is so powerful. When you don't know what to do, what? Just ask Dad. Just ask Dad. What are you going to do with Jesus that is called the Christ? What are you going to do with him? Some people keep him hanging on the tree. Some people keep him in the arms of Mary and Joseph. Some people drag him out at Christmas time and put him back up at Christmas time. Do the same thing at Easter. Look at our Easter lilies and all this kind of stuff. We forget, you know, we go through all the symbolism like Israel did. We go through all the symbolism. That's religious. You got to know him. You got to know him. This is like, you know, people say, well, you know, preachers, they have to preach on Sunday. You know how long it took me to prepare this sermon that I'm giving you right now? It's however long it takes me to get it from right here to you. That's how long it took me to prepare. It was prepared in heaven from the foundation of the world. I got one, and I believe God gave it to me. But this one's red hot off the heavenly press. Amen. I'm just telling you. This is for you. It's for me. Hallelujah. That's the best kind. Amen. Let me see you get that from Liberty University. Or Lee University. Or Southern Baptist University. Or Jacksonville Theological Seminary. Oh, Lord. Or Caneo. Even though they're all great schools, and I recommend them all. Amen. But see, listen. That angel that came to Mary and gave her that word, she had to receive it. I said she had to receive the word. You mean to tell me that she could have rebelled? Certainly. You ain't putting that in me. Come on. I better say that again. That little 13-year-old girl could say, hey, you're not going to do that to me. But the Bible said, somebody say, the Bible said, she didn't only receive, but she pondered those things in her heart. Amen? She understood the magnitude of what was being said. I can't get that thing back in there now. Well, forget it. How's that look? Does that bother you? Have you OCD? Okay. It's like you. What are you going to do with Jesus that's called the Christ? I can't change your life. I can't do anything for you. I invite you to jingle mingle. Come and eat. Come in fellowship. Come and have a good time. Amen. Come and enjoy God's presence. There's been a lot of people worked hard on this. The meal, the decorations. But I'm going to tell you something bigger than that. Jesus Christ has been making a table ready for 2,000 years. Mm. Been working on it for 2,000 years. The invitations have been sent out, and they're still being sent out, and I'm giving them this morning. Can you imagine what it's like for the Father in heaven to send out invitations after his son bled and died on the cross, was resurrected, ascended back into heaven, and for people to turn their back on it? Would that make you angry? If you had a wedding for your child and you sent out all the invitations to all the people that you had invited, you had created them, blessed them, been good to them, and nobody came. Jesus, you know what Jesus says, though? You know what the Father says? He said, all right, go out into the highways and hedges. Go get the blind, the lame, and the halt. Go get them. He said, because these that this thing's been prepared, he said, they don't want it. He said, but I'm going to get the lame and the blind and the halt and all the drug addicts and the prostitutes and the deadbeats, and I'm going to get those that are lost, and I'm going to get everyone. Compel them to come to my house, that my house can be full. See, I think we miss the heart of God by not understanding. He's up there right now preparing a table for us. And when the trumpet sounds, we're going to, those of us that have been bidden, that have, you know, RSVP, man, we're like, yes, Lord, I'll be there. I've already, I accepted Christ. I'm going to be there. Jesus is in my heart. And I'm inviting as many people as I can get because the table's long. Amen. Amen. No end to the table. There's room at the table. There's room at the table. Lord, have mercy. This Bible right here. The first revival I ever held, a man gave me this. I'm not even going to tell you how old this Bible is. I remember that meeting went on 2 weeks long. Oh, it wasn't the first time I ever preached. I'd been preaching in prisons and nursing homes, and I'd knocked on thousands of doors, I guess, for Jesus. Led marches, not anti-things, but want people to come to God. Amen. Went up there and preached that meeting. I remember my car messed up. Had to talk to my dad, and I said, Dad, I need to borrow your brand new pickup. He did not want to let me use that pickup. And so I just said, Lord, you want me to go to this meeting that this man already has advertised and everything else? I said, you have to make a way. Dad, let me borrow the pickup. I never will forget that little man in that meeting. He took me over there to this little building next to the church. It had a Bible bookstore in it. And he went over there and got this. He said, look, pick out any Bible you want. And I said, I want that one. It's easy to carry. It's easy to carry. I got more sermons and notes in here. And if I lose it, don't you take it and use it. Nah, you can use it, but you give it back to me. I got my name and phone number in here. See, what I'm getting at is that man that gave me this Bible, he's a partaker of everything I've ever done for Jesus. Every time I've ever used this Bible, he gets the same reward. Do you understand that when you answer the call like Mary did, we can't even begin to comprehend what her reward is going to be. My God. Every time we mention her name, every time somebody gets saved, well, if it weren't for your mama, you wouldn't be here, Jesus. Somebody say, that's true. Amen. But she was not a boastful lady. But I want to ask you this morning, what are you going to do with Jesus that's called the Christ? What are you going to do? I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell you. This morning, if you need to be born again, Jesus wants to save you. He wants you to have a place at his table. If you need a miracle today, listen, if you need a miracle, those 10 lepers got one before Jesus ever died. This covenant that he came and cut for us is more powerful than what they received. If he did it for them, he will do it for you. Amen. If you need healing today, Jesus is the healer. If you need God to meet a need, he's here to meet the need. All you've got to do is just come to him. Is that a good deal? Here I am. I'm hopeless. I'm in need. My life is in shambles. And I've got somebody that is more able to meet my need than anybody on this planet. My God, that created the planet and everything else. And all he wants me to do is come to him. And he tells me, he says, I'm going to tell you what. He said, you bring me your burden. You bring me all the other yokes that you got on your life. You bring me all your sin. You bring me all your problems. You bring me all the shattered mess out of your life. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I will give you life. And I'll give it to you more abundantly. I will start something in you today that gets better and better and better. I want us to stand together. He said, look, this morning with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you've drifted away from him, all you have to do is to return. That's it. All you have to do is just return. That's it. You just come back home. The fare has already been paid. The blood has already been shed. All we have to do is come back to him. That's it. And so right now, if you need Jesus in your life, if you need salvation, if you need healing, if you need a miracle, if you need a need met, if you need God to do something for you, I want you to step out and meet at this altar right here today. I want you to come in Jesus' name. Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't have Christmas without the Christ. You can't have Christmas without the Christ. People down here are going to start ministering to you as soon as you get here. Come on. Come on. Listen. You may be, this is one of the scriptures that God gave me this morning. He said, look, I'm the only one that has given you the ability to speak to the mountain and it'll be removed. He said, come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. I will in no wise cast you out. Jesus is not going to turn you away today. Jesus is present right now, right here. Glory to God. See, I'm telling you, something good's about to happen right now. Something good's already happening. There's some good stuff that's already happening right now, right now, right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some good stuff's happening right now. There's healing that's flowing like a river. There's salvation that's flowing like a river. God wants some of you to know, I love you. He's just wanting you to know how much he loves you today, that he loves you, that he cares for you, that he's washing away every sin, that he's cleansing you, that he's working a miracle for you today right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, right now, right now. God, how good you are, how good you are, how good you are. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we speak your word today, Jesus. We just thank you that, Lord, that you're healing, that you're giving a miracle, that, Lord, that you're turning circumstances around, that you're meeting needs. God, that you're transforming hearts, that you're transforming lives today, Lord. I just thank you that it's done right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, God. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. See, we have not because we ask not, the Bible says. He said, ask. He wants you to ask him. He wants you to ask him because he loved you. He wants you to ask him because you. He will not disappoint. He will not turn you away. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're the reason for the season, Lord. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're the reason. You're the reason. You're the reason. You're the reason, Jesus. Come on, worship him this morning. Yes, say, Lord, you're the reason for the season. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you today, Lord. We honor you, God. We honor you, God. See, he wants to make this the grandest season of all right here for you. He wants to take this time. And he wants to bless you. He wants to change things. He wants to work that miracle in his mighty name. In his mighty name. In his mighty name. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you are good, Lord. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Let everything that hath breath give praise to the Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you for your excellent greatness. We praise you today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you're healing bodies. Thank you, Lord, that you're setting the captive free. Thank you that you're giving freedom to the oppressed. Thank you today, Lord God in heaven, that you're bringing healing in people, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. It's raining. It's raining down from heaven right now. Raining down from heaven. Somebody say it's falling like rain. He's the God of restoration. Remember that? He restores the years that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, and the caterpillar has eaten. He takes the mere dust and the ashes, the leavings of yesterday, and brings it back into existence. He reaches out and redeems. Thank you, Lord. He's the restorer of paths to dwell in. Thank you, God. What a good God. Somebody say, you're good, Father. You're good, Lord. You're good. You're good, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. See, you might have came down with a bad report today, but you're going to leave with a good report. You may have came down to the world on your shoulder, but you're going to leave standing on top of the world. Somebody say amen. You may have came today, and it might be like I just haven't been able to hear, but you're going to be hearing when you leave. The joy of the Lord is your strength. See, he's not talking about happiness. You know, he's talking about joy. Joy is better than happiness. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The Lord is the strength of your life. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He's the glory and the lifter of our head, the health and the strength of our countenance. Yes. Thank you, Father. God, what a good God you are. What a good God. What a good God. What a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody just pray in the Holy Ghost for a little bit. Come on. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. That sacrifice of praise to you, Lord. We exalt your name together. We magnify you. We say that you are so good, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you are gracious to us, Jesus. Gracious and kind. We bless your name. We bless your name. We're thankful unto you, God. Thankful for your goodness, Lord. Thankful, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're so thankful to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's give God a praise this morning for his goodness. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to remind you again of this evening, the Jingle Mingle at 5:30. I have the food there at 4:30 if you're bringing anything. Don't forget to wear your beautiful sweater. What I said, bring the food at 5 o'clock? Okay, it starts at 5, but bring the food at 4:30. Yes. And she needs the workers there at 4. So if you're a worker, be there at 4 this evening. Amen. And they'll take all the help that they can get. I know that they will. I know we're going to have a great time. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Just bring it, set it on the table, let them take care of it, and you go be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Somebody say, I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to have a good time. Something good is going to happen for you. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Well, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he lift his countenance to you. May he be gracious to you. And may the Lord grant you peace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. And amen. Amen. Now, next Sunday is that children's program next week? Next Sunday. You do not want to miss these kids. This is going to be really good.